Stargazer time. Our weekly look at what's happening in the massive universe around our very small planet. And as usual, we turn to Christopher Phillips for our report. Hey, Christopher, welcome back. What's going on?
Hey, Dave. It's good to be back. So this week's stargazers, watch out for Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn in the morning sky in an arc from east to west. The moon is approaching its new moon phase this week.
Now, I understand there's something new relating to NASA and something about defense of the planet.
Yes, NASA has established its new Office of Planetary Defense, a branch of the space agency dedicated to protecting Earth from threats posed by asteroids and comets. And they're looking specifically for what are called near-Earth asteroids, or NEOs for short. These are asteroids that cross the orbit of the Earth on their way in or out of the solar system. The idea is that by conducting preemptive searches, we can find and identify and track these hazardous objects before they reach us.
Now, when we think about the moon, which looks like it's covered with the results of being hit by a lot of different stuff, is the reason that that object has taken such a beating because it doesn't have an atmosphere to burn up the incoming debris?
That's part of the reason, but the moon mostly took a beating during the formation of the solar system, when the solar system was a lot more of a violent place. When we look at the moon, what we're essentially looking at is a historical record of the early solar system.
And so what's the game plan, Christopher, when they see something incoming?
Well, the size of the asteroid will determine the countermeasure used to deflect or destroy it. This could mean using what's called a kinetic penetrator to destroy it, or using a gravity tug to pull the asteroid off course and away from the Earth.
Now, what happens when there are these ones where they don't seem to know about it until the last minute?
Well, these always take us by surprise, and so that's why we need a large program covering the Earth. Right now, NASA and the European Space Agency are working on looking for NEOs, but what's needed is a global effort.
And do they already have the equipment ready to go to blast or deal with one of these things? I mean, if it comes at the last minute, is there something out in space already prepared to deal with this stuff?
Unfortunately not. That's why we need as much lead time as possible. And it just so happens that Hawaii plays a central role in this effort to protect the planet. The telescopes atop Mauna Kea and Haleakala are critical to the protection of the Earth. And in fact, Pan-STARRS, which is based on Haleakala, discovered more NEOs in 2015 than any other telescope.
Christopher Phillips and another interesting Stargazer report. Thank you very much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week.